I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This period is for public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up. Never mind. Clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for October 9th?
I make a motion to approve the minutes for October 9th.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, November 13th?
Also move.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We will continue with this agenda.
One down.
We would love to receive a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. For the month of October, we ended up with 10 medical calls. Said goodbye to another one of our residents out here. We ended up with two fires, one of them structured. Actually, pretty good save on that. But there was a lot of extensive damage to outbuildings on the property. When you guys are firing up heaters, things like that, double check everything. Don't be afraid to throw some soap on those connections and make sure nothing's loosened up over time. Short of that, real fortunate, no serious injuries. Short of that, any questions for me? Thanks, Charles.
We would love to receive a report from Metro. Thank you, Ken.
Evening, everyone. Jeff Dean, Sergeant Metro. We don't have anything substantial to report, just your normal run-of-the-mill crimes. I just would like to take the time to remind everybody that the holidays are coming up. It's party season, so just make sure you have someone to drive you around if you're partaking in alcohol. But does anyone have any questions for me? Thanks a lot. I'll be in the back if you have any questions later.
Okay, thank you. Do we have somebody from Sandy Valley Schools that can give a report?
I can.
You can.
Winter athletics are starting in December. You can go to sandyvalleyschool.com and look for the calendar. Ellis family and friends will be bringing shoes to all of our students, and they will be having their... kind of like a Christmas celebration at 1:30 December 13th, and the concert will follow that evening at 5 p.m. And then Good Springs will be having their winter presentation 6 p.m. on December 19th. That's it.
Thank you. Shauna? Yeah. Clark County Parks and Recreation time.
I don't really have a lot. We have a craft on November 19th, 6:30 p.m., and I believe it's a scarecrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's it.
Okay, wow.
It's really cute.
Ryan from Valley Electric.
Ryan Muccio, Valley Electric, Valley Communications. Not much either. Thank you for inviting me to Halloween. That was awesome. I had a lot
Thank
of fun
you.
In the second year. Hope to be back next year. I heard I'm already signed up for that. I'll be sure to bring a jacket next year.
Yes.
Cold. I look forward to being out here this weekend for the Thanksgiving dinner, so that'll be good. There was something I was going to say. Oh, district meeting. The only thing I really have to announce, your district meeting for Valley Electric this year will be 3/14. So March 14th, also known as Pi Day. So I think we should have pie instead of cookies. anyways, March 14th at the Senior Center. You'll be able to meet our new CEO, learn more about the co-op, find out what happened over last year, where we're going over the next year. The kiosk, the payment kiosk, as I said, is fully functional, so it's taking all payments. I think there was an issue last week with the credit or the check reader, but I think we got that fixed. So, unless anyone has any questions. Oh, sorry, one quick thing on VC on the internet side. We're doing a test in Pahrump with about 100 customers. When we originally designed our system, it was to be asymmetrical, so 25 megabits up, 25 megabits down. We realized that the vast majority, almost all of our customers, are not even using anywhere near 25 megabits upload, which is not a surprise. So we thought that it'd be better to give them more download than upload. We're looking at switching from the asymmetrical to a similar difference, so maybe like 40 up, 10 down, or excuse me, 40 down, 10 up type thing, to give you guys some more download speeds, because no one's using the upload like we had thought. So that's a test going on in Pahrump. If it proves successful, we'll roll it out to the full customer base. And other than that, things are good. Any questions? Sweet, thank you.
Clark County Administrative Services.
My what?
You.
I know. I got a long day, guys. I'm sorry. I don't have a whole lot to share. The helipads that were on the agenda last month were both approved with no further reviews. So those are permanent. I do not have a ruling on the big H in the circle, so I will continue to look at that. Anybody who's here last month knows what I'm talking about. The Family Dollar is still working its way through the process. Building permits are super slow right now just because everything is crazy. What else did I have on there? Oh, the park. The park is a challenge. Our poor contractor, every time they dig a hole, they are finding something that is not supposed to be there. So they have as-built plans for the whole park that are completely inaccurate. So they've uncovered a couple water mains, they've uncovered electrical lines, communication lines. The exercise equipment area, fitness area, was supposed to be right here. Well, that's where exactly where the leach field is, so it cannot be there. So today, at the last minute, I had to redesign where the exercise equipment is going, and it's going to be great, and any complaints, that's the contractor.
Where's it going?
It's going to be going on closer to the third baseline, over by the Senior Center. It's going to be tucked. There's a big ugly juniper there right now. Sorry, anybody loves junipers, but there's a big juniper there right now. That it's going to go right into that corner and be tucked right in there. So there's a lot of considerations when we decide where things go. And Shauna and I spent a long time talking about it today because you don't want it to take up important space where people have picnics and stuff. You don't want to be sticking out in the park. I mean, so after much spray paint from the contractor, and he was a little frustrated because I kept having to measure different places, that's the best place we came out to. The other problem is trying to relocate it. There were water mains everywhere, water mains and lines, and so I think we're going to be okay, but it's not going to be done as quick as we thought because it's not what the contractor thought it was going to be. So, but they're doing a great job. They're having, you know, they're enjoying being out here and things. So it's moving along. You can see stuff happening. Just right now, there's some challenges. So we are moving ahead with that. And I think that's it. Unless there's any other questions for me.
Any word on the Starbucks?
Yes. Starbucks is for sure, and they have submitted their use permit and design review, and they're going to be coming in to meet with Commissioner Brager in the next couple weeks. It will not be going to a town board or a CAC because that area does not have a CAC. So I haven't thoroughly looked at the plans and everything yet, but I will give you an update after we talk to them. I know it's going to have a dog park. and it's going to be huge. Oh, I did look at the plans, and it's big. It's really big. So I'll give you updates after we meet with the developer and know a little bit more. But yeah, it is a go, and I think it's going to the Board of County Commissioners December 5th, I believe. So. And I know they're real anxious to get going, so I think it's going to be just a matter of months. And I know there's concerns about traffic through there, and I have been talking with NDOT and told them, even though their traffic studies may not dictate that we need another lane or turning lanes, that we feel very strongly about it, and Commissioner Brager feels very strongly about it, so they are going to be relooking at all the circulation there.
Tell them if they should come out on a holiday weekend and tell us that.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. I know. And it's a hard balance because the traffic studies don't, they go by traffic studies. That's the, you know, you have to base it on something. And so do you build, you know, a huge freeway for a couple weekends? You know, there has to be a balance. So they're working on it, but they're very open to making some changes. So I'll keep pushing on that.
What about just changing where the ramp comes off?
Right, everything, we're looking at everything. So
if they put the ramp on the west side, more west side, then everybody turning into the gas station and stuff could go left and everybody else can go right.
I don't know if we're gonna have a lot of room to move ramps, but I think having more turning lanes, and I have been seeing the semis coming out of the gas station turning right are having trouble when they want to get on, make that curve to get on the 15 south. So I'm, you know,
they like pulling a dumb place there.
Right. Well, yeah. So I'm going to be bringing up all those things to them, and but they're open to input. So that's positive. They aren't always. So this is positive. Mm-hmm. So
is Starbucks going to charge like 40% more for their coffee than they do like everybody else in that little area?
If you own that business,
they already charge 40% more.
Huh?
They already charge 40% more.
No, they go in that particular area, they go 40% more. I mean,
right.
White Castle with a White Castle of hamburger and fries and a soda is almost $10.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't
only
know.
Once.
The business part of it, but we aren't necessarily their target market. We aren't going to be keeping that place open, so I don't know. I will put, believe me, I will stop there once in a while, so I will put it in the bid for us.
And their gas is 90 cents more than Sam's place.
White Castle does give local discounts.
Oh.
It's not a lot, but...
Right. Keeps it under $10.
It's 50 cents, but it's better than
$10. Something.
Yeah.
And just treat them nice, and they might give you more.
All right, anything else?
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay, this is planning and zoning. Bruce McGee and Lori Marker. It's a use permit for a first extension of time for the following. One, allow an accessory structure prior to a principal use. Two, allow an accessory apartment prior to the principal use. And three, allow interior access between an accessory apartment and another accessory structure, an aircraft hangar, on 0.7 acres in a RE, rural estates residential zone. Generally located on the east side of Geronimo, 260 feet from Beach Avenue within Sandy Valley, whatever all that is, other stuff says. Are the people applying for this here?
And since Lori's a board member, she'll have to abstain from
it. Yep, I'll recuse myself.
Okay.
But it's the same thing.
Okay.
As before.
I don't know what it was before.
Okay. Go ahead, Bruce.
It's the same thing as what you just said. We had to have an extension because I had problems with the people that sold me the hangar on getting a wet stamp, engineering wet stamp for it. That's why I filed for the extension.
Is there anyone objecting to this?
Nobody's here from the airport.
Nobody's here from the airport to object.
But they would be the only one, and they would have all been notified.
They would have all been notified.
Yes.
Why, George is here. George, do you object?
No, I just wanted to comment, and I might have to end up recusing myself because it's a neighbor.
Oh.
No.
But it's at least half of the homes on this our side of the runway have the interior connection between the hangar and the residence part. And I know he's been sitting there with that fifth wheel forever, waiting for the county to give him permission to move forward. So I don't know, do I need to recuse myself being a neighbor?
No, we're all neighbors. So when it comes down to it, we'd all have to abstain, then we'd get nowhere. So,
does anybody from the board have anything to say on this?
So I would say that we make a motion to approve it, and then we can discuss it under the motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. Does anybody want to discuss it?
I don't know if there's anything to discuss.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor of approving this
extension of time?
Extension of time.
Yay.
Okay.
Aye.
Aye.
It's approved. Okay. This is the comments by the general public period. Does anybody have anything to say?
We're scattering the Sandy Valley. We have pancake breakfast at the senior center this Saturday morning from 8 to 10:30. And on Monday from 8 to 10:30, we have coffee and donuts. And all are welcome. At both. Come on, buy them Monday.
It's a joke.
Coffee and donuts.
That's right.
Okay, Miss Christine.
Christine?
Christine Brown, Sandy Valley 4-H and Fire Department. We're teaming up again, the 4-H, the Fire Department, the Community Center on December 7th. We're having a community ornament decorating contest for all the kids. It's free. Fire Department will feed everybody. Shauna will have crafts and Santa Claus in here. So it's from 6 to 9 in the evening. So it's going to be cold, but it'll be fun.
Okay. So. I have a comment. Congratulations, Larry, on your win. And Amber, this was the closest race outside of Florida ever. Florida is about that much every time anyway.
Well, since you mentioned it, I just want to say thank you to all who participated in the whole process. As you know, and you mentioned, it was a very close race. I'd like to thank all who supported me, who encouraged me. The long, dark campaign, or the longest year of my life. And I'd like to publicly thank my family, Afton and Norma. They went through a lot. They were troopers. They stood by me. It wasn't easy. I think they're probably more glad that it's over than I am. But again, thank you, each one of you. I commit to each one of you to uphold and maintain the honesty and integrity that this court deserves. And do my best there. Thank you very much.
I would like to publicly thank both candidates for the cleanest election campaign that I've seen around Southern Nevada.
Probably into the country.
Yeah.
I second that. Mm-hmm. You guys did a really good job.
You both
job.
Did such a nice job at that that it wouldn't have hurt my feelings no matter who won.
That was a priority one.
Good.
I have an announcement. Pastor Mike Imus, INUS. Sunday, November 18th, coming up this next Sunday, we're having our free Thanksgiving dinner. And here again, you guys, if you're in the neighborhood, you guys come on and get something warm to eat. We have a whole fixings. It's for the whole community. Widows, if you're alone for this next Sunday or don't have family members out here or whatever, please come and join us. It's for everybody in the community. We just finished cleaning up, cutting off 249 pounds of turkey off 11 turkeys. last yesterday. Mm. And so we're going to have turkey, and this will make you all hungry, dressing, and beans, and corn, and all the way to the Sam's Club, pies. We're all waiting for you. But yeah, there's a pie table outside, dessert table. So if you want to come for a pie and coffee, but anyway, if you're in the area, you're more than welcome. Everybody is. So there's a few flyers here. If you want to take one home or pass it to your neighbor or just let them know, it would be a great help. Thank you.
Thank you.
When you're done with senior pancake breakfast on Saturday, you can go watch the BJC Arena where you have a play day for the horse event that starts at 10 a.m. Or you can come watch the kids' flag football that starts at 2 p.m. and it's 4 p.m. And that's in the every Saturday until December 6th. So they really do very well when they hear cheering. I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah.
They seem to get really excited. So we'd love for you to come out and hang out with them at any of the events. And then go.
Then you can go on Sunday to the meal. Bring the kids.
Well, thank you.
Also, Carol from the library is going to put a suggestion box in the library. So she's going to have two questions on the forms. It's going to ask what you want from our library, what you would like to see in our library, what would you like to not see in our library. She's putting a lot of effort into this. She likes suggestions. She's trying to make this library be for the community again, and so that they'll quit taking all of her books and stuff away from her because they say we don't have enough participation. So bring your families out to the library. Put some suggestions in there. Tell them things that you would like to see there. And she's going to put a lot of effort into this, so she needs a lot of help from the community. So anybody that you know, bring them down and get them a library card. Let them come get a movie. Let them get a book. They do all kinds of different activities and stuff with the children. So come down and be a part of that so that we don't lose our library. That's what she's fighting for, to keep our library out here. So she said she's going to try by Thursday to have that suggestion box in the library. Okay?
Okay. Anybody else? Next meeting is December 11th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Go home.
All right.
Yes, George.
I've got four computers.